Have you ever wondered how to unleash your inner brainiac and become the smartest version of yourself? Are you ready to supercharge your mental powers and unlock your full potential? Well, buckle up, Buttercup, because we're about to embark on an epic journey to upgrade your brain power. In this video, we're diving deep into the secrets of smart people, exploring 9 science-backed lessons that will transform the way you think, learn, and live. We'll be tapping into the wisdom of ancient philosophers and cutting-edge research to give you the tools you need to level up your intelligence, creativity, and overall well-being. Get ready to ditch those outdated notions that intelligence is fixed and embrace the power of neuroplasticity, the ability of your brain to change and grow throughout your life. We'll show you how to exercise your brain muscles, fuel your mind with the right foods, master the art of productivity, and even find your happy place. So, whether you're a student, a professional, or just someone who wants to get smarter, this video is for you. Get ready to unleash your inner genius and become the best version of yourself. If you enjoyed the video and found it helpful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. Let's get started. Lesson 1. Never stop learning, dude. All right, let's get real for a sec. Smart folks throughout history, like the heavy hitters, the Einsteins and the Aristotles, they weren't just born brainiacs. They were always hungry for knowledge, always curious. It didn't matter if they had a PhD or were just starting out. They never stopped learning. Think about it. Even when they were old and gray, these dudes were still soaking up new ideas, new perspectives, new information. They knew that the world was constantly changing, and they wanted to keep up. They didn't want to get left behind, stuck in their old ways of thinking. Now you might be thinking, yeah, but I'm done with school. My learning days are over. But here's the thing. That's a total myth. Our brains are like super flexible. They can make new connections and grow new brain cells throughout our entire lives. It's called neuroplasticity, and it's pretty freaking awesome. So what does this mean for you? It means that you can keep your mind sharp, no matter how old you are. All you have to do is keep learning. It's like working out your brain, just like you work out your body. Think of your brain as a muscle. If you don't use it, it gets weak and flabby. But if you exercise it regularly, it gets stronger and more powerful. The same goes for your mind. If you don't challenge it with new ideas and experiences, it starts to decline. But if you keep learning, you can actually improve your cognitive function, your memory, your creativity, and your overall intelligence. And the best part is, you don't have to go back to school to do it. You can learn new things every day just by reading books, listening to podcasts, taking online courses, or even just having conversations with people who know more than you do. The Stoics, those ancient Greek philosophers, were all about this idea of lifelong learning. They believed that wisdom was the ultimate goal in life, and that the only way to achieve it was to never stop seeking knowledge. Seneca, one of the most famous Stoics, once said, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." That's some deep stuff, right? But it's also super practical. If you want to live a good life, you have to keep learning and growing. So, how can you apply this to your own life? It's actually pretty simple. Just make a commitment to learn something new every day. It doesn't have to be anything big. It could be as simple as reading an article about a topic you're interested in, or watching a documentary about a different culture. The important thing is to make it a habit. Set aside some time each day for learning, even if it's just 15 or 20 minutes. And don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. Try learning something that you've never tried before. You might be surprised at what you're capable of. Remember, learning isn't just about acquiring knowledge. It's about expanding your mind, broadening your horizons, and becoming a more well-rounded person. It's about living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. So, what are you waiting for? Start learning today. Lesson 2. Flex your brain muscles daily. All right, let's dive into this brain-boosting thing. Just like your bod needs a good workout to stay in shape, your brain craves mental exercise to be at its peak. No matter how old you are or what you do for a living, giving your brain a regular workout is the secret sauce to leveling up your intelligence, focus, memory, and decision-making skills. Think of your brain like a muscle. Imagine your brain is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it gets weak and lazy, right? But if you hit the gym regularly, you build strength and endurance. Same deal with your brain. If you don't challenge it with new stuff, it starts to slack off. But if you keep learning and pushing yourself, your brain actually changes its structure. It grows new connections and gets more powerful. That's the magic of neuroplasticity, baby. What's the deal with brain training? So, how does this brain training thing work? It's kinda like resistance training for your muscles. When you lift weights, you create tiny tears in your muscle fibers, and as they heal, they get stronger. Brain training is similar. When you tackle mentally challenging tasks, you're essentially tearing those neural connections, forcing them to rebuild and become stronger. The perks of pumping up your brain. The benefits of brain training go way beyond just learning new stuff. It's like a full-body workout for your mind. You'll notice improvements in your reasoning skills, your ability to concentrate, your mental clarity, and your problem-solving abilities. And who doesn't want that, right? Brain training in the real world. Now you might be wondering, what kind of brain training should I be doing? Well, there are tons of options. You could learn a new language, pick up a musical instrument, start coding, or even just do some puzzles or brain teasers. The key is to find activities that challenge you and force you to think in new ways. Think of it like this. If you always take the same route to work, your brain goes on autopilot. But if you try a new route, your brain has to work harder to figure it out. That's what brain training is all about, finding new ways to challenge your brain and keep it on its toes. Ancient wisdom meets modern science. This idea of mental exercise isn't new. The ancient Greek philosophers like Plato and Aristotle were all about using their minds to the fullest. They believed that the unexamined life wasn't worth living. And modern science backs them up. Research has shown that people who engage in mentally stimulating activities have a lower risk of cognitive decline as they age. So, how do I get started? The great thing about brain training is that you can do it anywhere, anytime. You don't need any special equipment or a gym membership. Just set aside some time each day to challenge your mind. Read a book, learn a new skill, or have a deep conversation with a friend. The possibilities are endless. The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient times, had a saying, "The obstacle is the way." They believed that challenges were opportunities for growth. And that's exactly what brain training is all about. By challenging your mind, you're not just making yourself smarter, you're also making yourself more resilient, more adaptable, and more prepared for whatever life throws your way. So go ahead and embrace the challenge. Your brain will thank you for it. Lesson 3. Transferring knowledge by reading, All right, let's talk about books, baby. Reading isn't just for nerds or bookworms. It's like a cheat code for your brain. You can download centuries of knowledge and wisdom in just a few hours. It's like having a time machine for your mind, allowing you to tap into the greatest minds in history. Reading, the ultimate brain upgrade. Think of reading as an upgrade for your mental software. It's not just about memorizing facts. It's about expanding your perspective, improving your critical thinking skills, and boosting your creativity. It's like going to the gym for your brain. Every time you read a book, you're creating new connections in your brain. You're building a mental network that helps you make sense of the world and solve problems more effectively. It's like adding new tools to your mental toolbox. Reading beyond your comfort zone. Now, I'm not saying you have to read boring textbooks or dry academic papers. Read whatever you enjoy, whether it's fiction, non-fiction, or even comic books. The important thing is to read regularly and to challenge yourself with new ideas. Don't just stick to the stuff you already know. Branch out and try different genres, different authors, different perspectives. You might be surprised at what you find. Remember, reading isn't just about gaining knowledge. It's about expanding your mind and opening yourself up to new possibilities. It's about becoming a more well-rounded and interesting person. How to get the most out of your reading. Here are a few tips to help you get the most out of your reading. Set aside some time each day for reading. Even if it's just 15 or 20 minutes, make it a habit. Find a comfortable place to read where you won't be interrupted. Take notes or highlight key passages. This will help you remember what you've read. Discuss what you've read with others. This will help you solidify your understanding and gain new insights. Don't be afraid to reread books. You'll often get something new out of them each time. The Stoic perspective on reading. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a good life, were big fans of reading. They believed that books were a source of wisdom and guidance, and that reading was essential for personal growth. Seneca, one of the most famous Stoics, once said, "Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body. Just like exercise keeps your body healthy, reading keeps your mind sharp." So, make reading a part of your daily routine. It's one of the best things you can do for your brain. And who knows, you might just discover your next big idea in the pages of a book. Lesson 4. Get your beauty sleep every night. All right, let's talk about something we all love, sleep. It's not just about feeling rested, it's like a superpower for your brain. Seriously, getting enough quality sleep is like a magic potion for your intelligence, focus, and decision-making skills. Sleep, the brain's reset button. Think of sleep as your brain's reset button. It's when your brain gets to clean up all the junk it's accumulated during the day and recharge for the next day. It's like taking your brain to the spa. It comes out refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to take on the world. But here's the thing. In today's hustle culture, sleep is often seen as a luxury, something that can be sacrificed for the sake of productivity. But that's a big mistake. When you skimp on sleep, you're actually sabotaging your brain's ability to function at its best. The science of sleep and intelligence. Studies have shown that even one night of bad sleep can mess with your focus, your memory, your creativity, and even your IQ. And if you're chronically sleep deprived, it's even worse. You're more likely to experience burnout, make bad decisions, and even have health problems. So how much sleep do you need? Most adults need around 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. But it's not just about the quantity, it's also about the quality. You need to make sure you're getting deep, restorative sleep. How to sleep like a genius. Here are a few tips to help you get the best sleep possible. Stick to a regular sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up at the same time each day, even on weekends. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Avoid screens for at least an hour before bed. Take a warm bath or read a book. Make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed. The Stoic approach to sleep. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living in harmony with nature, understood the importance of sleep. They believed that sleep was essential for physical and mental well-being, and that it was a time for the soul to recharge. So don't underestimate the power of sleep. It's not just about feeling good, it's about being your best self. Make sleep a priority, and watch your intelligence, creativity, and overall well-being soar. Remember, you can't cheat sleep. Your body and mind need it to function properly. So, embrace the power of sleep and unlock your full potential. Lesson 5. Learn to play a musical instrument, dude. Alright, let's jam on this. Learning to play a musical instrument isn't just about becoming the next rock star or impressing your friends with your sweet guitar licks. It's like a full-body workout for your brain, a mental marathon that can supercharge your creativity, focus, problem-solving skills, and even your emotional intelligence. Your brain on music, a symphony of skills. Imagine your brain as a symphony orchestra with different sections working together to create a masterpiece. You've got the strings, the woodwinds, the brass, the percussion, and they all need to be in sync to produce beautiful music. When you learn to play an instrument, you become the conductor of this orchestra, coordinating all the different parts of your brain to work together in perfect harmony. Playing an instrument is like a mental juggling act. You have to read the music, translate it into finger movements or breath control, and keep track of the rhythm and tempo. It's a complex task that engages multiple areas of your brain, including the motor cortex, auditory cortex, visual cortex, and even the emotional centers. The more you practice, the stronger these connections become, and the better your brain gets at performing all sorts of tasks, both musical and non-musical. It's like building a superhighway in your brain, allowing information to flow more quickly and efficiently. Beyond the notes, the cognitive benefits. Learning an instrument isn't just about making music, it's about making your brain better. Studies have shown that musicians tend to have better memory, attention span, and problem-solving skills than non-musicians. They're also better at things like spatial reasoning, language skills, and even math. Music has even been used as a therapeutic tool for people with cognitive impairments, like Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It's been shown to improve memory recall, mood, and overall quality of life. Finding your rhythm, choosing the right instrument. So you're convinced that learning an instrument is a good idea, but where do you start? The first step is to choose an instrument that speaks to you. Do you love the sound of the piano, the energy of the drums, the soulful melodies of the saxophone? There's no right or wrong answer. The best instrument for you is the one that you're most passionate about. After all, you're more likely to stick with it if you're having fun. Once you've chosen your instrument, it's time to start practicing. And don't worry if you don't sound like a virtuoso right away. Everyone starts as a beginner. The important thing is to be patient, persistent, and most importantly, to enjoy the process. The Stoic approach to music. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers who emphasized virtue, reason, and living in accordance with nature, also recognized the value of music. They believed that music was a powerful tool for self-improvement and emotional regulation. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, once said, "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." So, whether you're a seasoned musician or a complete beginner, remember that music is more than just a hobby. It's a way to connect with your inner self, express your emotions, and challenge your brain in new and exciting ways. It's a journey of self-discovery and personal growth, and the rewards are endless. Lesson 6. Get physical, dude. All right, let's get moving. Exercise isn't just about looking good in a swimsuit or being able to lift heavy things. It's like a supercharger for your brain, boosting your mental horsepower and making you smarter, faster, and more resilient. Your brain on exercise, the ultimate performance enhancer. Think of your brain as a high-performance engine. It needs the right fuel and regular maintenance to run at its best. Exercise is like premium fuel for your brain, providing it with the oxygen and nutrients it needs to function optimally. When you exercise, your heart pumps more blood to your brain, delivering a fresh supply of oxygen and glucose. This fuels your brain cells and helps them communicate more effectively. It's like giving your brain a tune-up, improving its performance and efficiency. But exercise does more than just fuel your brain. It also helps to build new brain cells and strengthen the connections between them. This is thanks to a protein called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is released during exercise. BDNF is like Miracle Grow for your brain, helping it to grow and thrive. The benefits of breaking a sweat. The benefits of exercise go way beyond just making you smarter. It's also been shown to improve your memory, focus, attention span, and creativity. It can even help to reduce stress and anxiety, which can have a major impact on your cognitive function. Think of it like this. When you're stressed, your brain is in fight or flight mode. It's focused on survival, not on learning or problem solving. But when you exercise, you're telling your brain that everything is okay. This allows it to relax and shift into a more creative and productive state. Finding your fitness groove. So, what kind of exercise should you be doing? The good news is that it doesn't really matter. Any kind of physical activity is good for your brain. Whether you prefer running, swimming, dancing, or lifting weights, the important thing is to find something you enjoy and stick with it. The key is to get your heart rate up and break a sweat. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise most days of the week. And don't be afraid to mix it up. Try different activities to keep things interesting and challenge your body in new ways. The Stoic approach to exercise. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers who emphasized self-discipline and living in accordance with nature, also understood the importance of physical fitness. They believed that a healthy body was essential for a healthy mind, and that exercise was a way to cultivate both physical and mental strength. Musonius Rufus, a Stoic philosopher and teacher, once said, "If you want to be strong, train your body. If you want to be wise, train your mind. If you want to be happy, train both." So, don't neglect your physical health. Make exercise a part of your daily routine. It's not just about looking good. It's about feeling good, thinking clearly, and living your best life. Embrace the power of movement. Remember, your body and mind are interconnected. When you take care of your body, you're also taking care of your brain. So, get out there and move. Whether you're hitting the gym, going for a hike, or just dancing around your living room, embrace the power of movement and unlock your full potential. Lesson 7. Push yourself to become more productive. All right, let's get down to business. Being productive isn't just about checking things off your to-do list. It's about working smarter, not harder. It's about pushing your limits, embracing growth, and achieving your goals with maximum efficiency. Productivity, more than just checking boxes. Think of productivity as a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. But just like any muscle, it needs to be challenged to grow. That means stepping outside of your comfort zone, taking on new challenges, and constantly striving to improve. The key to productivity is working smarter, not harder. It's about finding ways to streamline your workflow, eliminate distractions, and maximize your focus. It's about getting more done in less time, so you can have more time for the things that matter most to you. The science of productivity. There's a whole science behind productivity, and it's fascinating. Researchers have found that our brains work in cycles, with periods of high focus followed by periods of rest. By understanding these cycles and working with them, we can optimize our productivity and avoid burnout. One popular technique is the Pomodoro technique, which involves working for 25 minutes and then taking a 5-minute break. This helps to maintain focus and prevent mental fatigue. Another important aspect of productivity is environment. Our surroundings can have a big impact on our ability to focus and get things done. By creating a clean, organized, and distraction-free workspace, we can set ourselves up for success. Overcoming obstacles to productivity. Of course, there are always obstacles to productivity. We all have those days when we just can't seem to get anything done. But the key is to identify those obstacles and find ways to overcome them. Are you easily distracted? Try using a website blocker or turning off your phone notifications. Do you have trouble getting started? Try breaking down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Take a break, go for a walk, or talk to a friend. Remember, productivity is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but by consistently striving to improve, you can achieve amazing things. The Stoic approach to productivity. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers who emphasized virtue, reason, and living in accordance with nature, also had a lot to say about productivity. They believed that the key to a productive life was to focus on what you can control and let go of what you can't. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, once said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." This is a powerful reminder that we need to make the most of our time and focus on what's truly important. Your blueprint for productivity. Here's a blueprint to help you boost your productivity. 1. Identify your obstacles. What's holding you back from being your most productive self? 2. Develop a plan. Once you know your obstacles, create a plan to overcome them. This might involve using productivity tools, changing your environment, or adjusting your mindset. 3. Take action. Don't just talk about being more productive, do something about it. Start implementing your plan and track your progress. 4. Celebrate your successes. When you achieve a goal, take some time to celebrate your success. This will help you stay motivated and keep moving forward. Remember, productivity is a skill that can be learned and improved. By following these tips and consistently pushing yourself to grow, you can achieve your goals and live a more fulfilling life. Lesson 8. Eat healthy, think healthy. All right, let's chow down on this. You know how people are always talking about brain food? Well, it's not just hype. What you eat has a huge impact on how your brain functions. Forget those fancy supplements and nootropics. The real secret to a sharper mind is right there on your plate. Your brain's fuel, the power of whole foods. Think of your brain as a high-performance sports car. You wouldn't fill it up with cheap gas, would you? No way. You'd give it the premium stuff, the kind that's specially formulated to keep it running smoothly. Your brain is the same way. It needs high-quality fuel to function at its best. That means whole, unprocessed foods that are packed with nutrients, not sugary snacks and processed junk. When you eat a healthy diet, you're giving your brain the building blocks it needs to create new cells, strengthen connections, and function optimally. It's like giving your brain a gourmet meal instead of fast food. The nutritional all-stars. So, what are the best foods for your brain? Here are a few nutritional all-stars. Omega-3 fatty acids. These healthy fats are essential for brain health. They help to build cell membranes, reduce inflammation, and improve cognitive function. You can find them in fatty fish like salmon, walnuts, and flax seeds. Complex carbohydrates. These carbs provide your brain with a steady supply of energy, helping you to stay focused and alert. Good sources include whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Protein. Protein is essential for building and repairing brain cells. It also helps to produce neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow brain cells to communicate with each other. You can find protein in meat, fish, eggs, beans, and nuts. Antioxidants. These powerful nutrients protect your brain from damage caused by free radicals. You can find them in colorful fruits and vegetables. The gut-brain connection. Did you know that your gut and your brain are connected? It's true. The bacteria in your gut can actually influence your brain health. So, eating a healthy diet that supports a healthy gut microbiome is essential for optimal cognitive function. Eating for a better brain. Here are a few tips for eating for a better brain. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Aim for at least 5 servings a day. Choose whole grains over refined grains. Whole grains are a good source of fiber, which is important for gut health. Include healthy fats in your diet. Omega-3 fatty acids are especially important for brain health. Limit processed foods, sugary drinks, and unhealthy fats. These foods can have a negative impact on your brain health. Stay hydrated. Water is essential for all bodily functions, including brain function. The Stoic approach to nutrition. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers who emphasized self-discipline and moderation, also understood the importance of a healthy diet. They believed that eating a simple, wholesome diet was essential for physical and mental well-being. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher and teacher, once said, "We are not what we eat, but what we digest." This means that it's not just about what we put into our bodies, but also how our bodies process and utilize those nutrients. So, take a page from the Stoics' book and focus on eating a healthy, balanced diet. It's one of the best things you can do for your brain and your overall well-being. Feed your mind, feed your soul. Remember, food is more than just fuel. It's a source of pleasure, nourishment, and connection. By choosing healthy foods that nourish your body and mind, you're not just improving your cognitive function, you're also improving your overall quality of life. Lesson 9. Chill out and find your happy place. All right, let's talk about stress and happiness, two things that can have a major impact on your brain power. You know how when you're stressed out, it's hard to think straight. And when you're happy and relaxed, ideas just seem to flow. Well, there's a scientific reason for that. Stress, the brain's kryptonite. Think of stress as kryptonite for your brain. It weakens your mental powers, making it harder to focus, remember things, and make good decisions. When you're stressed, your body releases a hormone called cortisol, which can wreak havoc on your brain. Cortisol can shrink the hippocampus, a part of your brain that's essential for memory. It can also interfere with the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for decision-making, planning, and problem-solving. So, if you're constantly stressed out, you're basically putting your brain in a headlock. It's no wonder you can't think straight. Happiness, the brain's superfood. On the flip side, happiness is like superfood for your brain. When you're happy, your brain releases dopamine and serotonin, two neurotransmitters that are associated with pleasure, motivation, and learning. Happiness also helps to reduce stress and cortisol levels, which is good news for your hippocampus and prefrontal cortex. So when you're happy, your brain is in a prime state for learning, creativity, and problem solving. The Stoic approach to stress and happiness. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers who were all about inner peace and tranquility, had a lot to say about stress and happiness. They believed that happiness wasn't about external circumstances, but about our internal state of mind. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher and teacher, once said, "Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions." This means that we have the power to create our own happiness, regardless of what's going on around us. Your happiness toolkit. So, how can you reduce stress and increase happiness in your life? Here are a few tools for your happiness toolkit. Mindfulness. This involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It can help to reduce stress and anxiety by focusing your attention on the here and now. Gratitude. This involves focusing on the good things in your life. It can help to shift your perspective and increase your overall happiness. Exercise. As we discussed in Lesson 6, exercise is not only good for your body, it's also great for your brain. It can help to reduce stress, improve mood, and boost cognitive function. Social connection. Spending time with loved ones, friends, and family can help to reduce stress and increase happiness. Creative activities. Engaging in creative activities like painting, writing, or playing music can be a great way to express yourself and relieve stress. Finding your happy place. Remember, happiness is a journey, not a destination. It's about finding what works for you and incorporating it into your daily life. It's about taking care of your mental and emotional well-being, just like you take care of your physical health. So, find your happy place. Whether it's spending time in nature, listening to music, or simply hanging out with friends, make time for the things that bring you joy. Your brain will thank you for it. All right, folks, we've reached the end of our brain-boosting adventure. We've covered a lot of ground, from lifelong learning and brain training to the power of sleep, music, exercise, productivity, nutrition, and happiness. We've tapped into the wisdom of ancient philosophers and the latest scientific research to give you a roadmap to a smarter, happier, and more fulfilling life. Remember, becoming smarter isn't about being born a genius or having a high IQ. It's about making choices every day that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about embracing challenges, seeking out new experiences, and never stopping learning. So, what are you waiting for? Take these lessons to heart and start applying them to your own life. Unleash your inner genius and become the best version of yourself. The world is your oyster, and your brain is the pearl. Go out there and shine.